Now here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Anya. Two smiling photos of the same people are on the front pages of the Irish Daily Mail and the Irish Daily Mirror. They're of Liam Payne and Kieran Dernan. The Mirror headline, 1D star Liam dead at 31. It goes on, horror as singer falls from third floor balcony in Argentina. The paper says that yesterday police had been called to reports of a man acting aggressively at the hotel who could be under the influence of drink or drugs. The Mail said Liam Payne was seen smashing his laptop and had to be carried back to his room. The other death being reported on is presumed, that of 8-year-old Kieran Dernan from Drogheda. The Irish Independent says Gardaí have specific information that he's dead. The Irish Times headline is that Gardaí presume he's no longer alive. The Mail says that Kieran may have died months before being reported missing in August, which they say begs the question, how could an 8-year-old disappear for so long? The paper quotes a local TD in Drogheda asking anyone who's concealing information about the child to examine their conscience and do the right thing. The Sinn Féin story is still running, most prominently in the Northern papers. The Belfast Telegraph front page has a file photo of Niall O'Donnell posing in City Hall beside a portrait of himself as Lord Mayor. The DUP now want that painting removed. The Irish News front page has the headline that the former senator sent numerous text messages to men in recent months and that he continued to be paid after quitting. Down south, the focus is on Brian Stanley's removal as chair of the Public Accounts Committee. Miriam Lord in the Irish Times is riffing on the notion that he might do an Enoch and turn up at the meeting with a satchel over his shoulder and stand beside Catherine Murphy's seat, insisting that he be allowed to take his place. But the Sinn Féin saga is not to be considered a factor in the calling of an election, according to Taoiseach Simon Harris, quoted on the front page of the Irish Examiner. However, reading today's papers, the political coverage is running a slight temperature in advance of election fever. The Irish Independent says that the Taoiseach has cancelled a trip to Poland. The paper says he's done this abruptly, which is a sure sign there's about to be an election. While the Irish Times says, in an interview with them, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has signalled the election will take place in the coming weeks. He said that if the finance bill and the mental health bill were passed, he could see an election before Christmas. But not everyone is happy about that. In the Irish Sun, the Children's Ombudsman Niall Muldoon says there are signs that the situation for children with scoliosis will be tackled by the government, and he's worried that all the election talk will distract from that. Elsewhere in the papers, there are plenty of spooky Halloween stories. The Star has a two-page spread on creepy places you can rent. The headline there, Scare B&B. While The Independent has a great guide to six different costumes you can make yourself. Although elsewhere in The Independent, there's unusual advice for those for whom Halloween is just too frightening, pets and their owners. The Independent spoke to a dog behaviourist who says that if you want to drown out the sound of fireworks, play Bob Marley music. She says he's particularly calming for dogs and the sounds of steel drums match the sounds of fireworks and can actually mask them.
Ronan Kelly.